धबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकाम् ईश्वरीम्। So we'll discuss the couple of sutras from the fourth chapter of Bhakti Sutra, the sixth and the seventh sutra. So initially Narada spoke about Bhakti as tadarpita kila acharata tad vismarane paramavyakulata, offering all actions onto Ishvara and becoming really very sad when Ishvara is not forgotten, a state of being like anxiety or a state of distress, we can also call a state of distress when Ishvara is forgotten. The perfect example generally given is when fish is in land and how it will struggle. So that kind of feeling, like when a person forgets Ishvara. So bhakti, in general, bhakti can be split into two, called two bhaktis. So one is a higher bhakti, which is called para bhakti, and a lower bhakti, which is called apara bhakti. So whatever Narada explained as offering all actions onto Ishvara, which means there is no individuality. So when a person offers everything to one Ishvara, saying that, oh Ishvara, I am offering this to you, you are the one doing. So the famous famous words of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa as Naham Naham Tvam Tvam. I am not there, I am not there, only you are there. So such a state, that is para bhakti. There is no individuality, which means the more a sadhaka does bhakti, such a para bhakti, like para bhakti means there is no difference between Ishvara and the bhakta. So initially when a sadhaka tries to do that, when a sadhaka tries to offer action onto Ishvara, he is slowly trying to become a para bhakta. And once a person completely does it, and a person like is able to implement it fully, then he is a para bhakta. So the second type of bhakti is a para bhakti or lower bhakti, where like we can say when a person strives to be a para bhakta, he is a para bhakta. So a para bhakti means a person, there is difference between Ishvara and bhakta, and the difference is kept in mind by the bhakta. So the bhakta feels the difference between himself and Ishvara, and in some cases bhakta wants the difference. So such lower type of bhakti is also called Gauni Bhaktas. So Gauni Bhakti, the Bhakti is called Gauni Bhakti. Bhaktas are Gauni Bhaktas. So Gauni, the word meaning of Gauni is like that which has gunas. Gunas are of three: Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Sattva means more of good things, like more of Jnanam, more of like things which give us happiness. Rajas means where a person does more of action, activity with respect to the body, the mind. And third is tamas. Tamas means more of like laziness, more of slumber. It's almost the opposite of sattva. So gauni means with respect to gunas. So this gauni or lower type of bhaktas can be categorized, or a categorization can happen from two perspectives. So that is what Narada says. So gauni tridha guna bhedat arthadi bhedat va. So these gauni bhaktas can be three. So three, and these three gauni bhaktas, categorization of three, can be based on guna or based on artha, etc. So artha, etc. is from whatever Krishna gives in the seventh chapter of Gita, but gauni First one is guna bhedam. So with respect to guna, sattva guna bhakta, rajo guna bhakta, tamo guna bhakta. So tamo guna bhakta, so tamas, how can tamas laziness, slumber and all, how can there be a bhakta there? So tamas is opposite of sattvam. So sattvam means wherever sattvam is there, sattvam prakashakam. So prakasham or light is sattvam. So tamas means darkness. So one of the way of getting into more darkness by being a bhakta is people like who kill, who offer or whatever cows and other offerings are made to Ishvara. So such bhaktas are tamo guna pradhana bhaktas. So there are still like madan, yakshi, there are people like who worship such devatas, and they are there even now in even in Trivandrum, like even not Trivandrum, but on the way to Nagarkoil, like there is a place which is Nagarkoil or Tirunelveli, there is it's a place called Chadavadayar Kovil. So it's our family deity. People go there regularly. When my cousin got married some few days back, before getting married, like he went to that place, and there they kill goats. They offer goats to Ishvara. So such bhaktas are tamo guna pradhana bhaktas. That means it is darkness, because what Ishvara would want to want another being to be killed, and then why was it done in ancient times? Do we really know whether it was done in ancient times? Definitely no. If it was there, the right attitude was there. So such killing was essential in order to maintain peace in the world. Such killing was required. Such killing was done remembering that it is also Ishvara. So in the ninth chapter of Gita, Krishna uses a few shlokas to illustrate this point, that like even such yajnas or such yagas where killing happens, that is also him only. Everything is aham kratu, aham yajnah. So kratu, kratu means like a yajna where something is offered, some animal is offered. So such yajnas I am only. So that knowledge was there. So it had a purpose in those days. But today, like, nobody knows why that is being done. People just do it. So that is tamogana pradhana bhaktas. Also we can say tamogana pradhana bhaktas are people like who say my God is greater, your God is not greater. So any type of bhakti where Ishvara is remembered, but Ishvara's very nature or advitiya satyam is not remembered. So which means my God, your God, all those are tamogana pradhana bhaktas. So it is tamoguna pradhanam first. Second is rajoguna pradhana bhaktas. Rajoguna pradhana bhaktas are people who will do activities with respect to Ishvara. They will conduct kumbhabhishegam. They will conduct like a gathering of people. They will do actions, activities with respect to that Ishvara. They will praise that Ishvara, speak about that Ishvara, try to canvas for that Ishvara. Canvas is an old word. So campaign for the Ishvara, spread that Ishvara's name. So all those are rajoguna pradhana bhaktas. And sattvaguna pradhana bhaktas are people like who tend to speak about such an Ishvara and his glory. Though they speak about the glory of Ishvara, they haven't realized it yet. So they just give prabhashanam, they just give discourses. That discourses gives them a bit of happiness, gives a bit of happiness to others. But still the difference between such a bhakta and Ishvara is always there. So gauni trida guna bheda guna bhedam. And then that's, so we can lie in any of these. Or true bhakti, the goal of bhakti is when we go beyond all these three. You have to become guna atita. You have to go beyond gunas. Because ultimate truth is everything is Ishvara. If everything is Ishvara, why would I want to say my God, your God? Why would I want to just do actions with respect to God? Why would I want to like just preach about that Ishvara? If I preach about that Ishvara, I would want to be that Ishvara. And if that Ishvara is the truth, then I definitely want to know him. nothing else, I don't need anything else, I just want to know such an Ishvara. So all these are Gauni Bhaktas, Apara Bhaktas, lower level of Bhakti, but at least this is good. If a person enters into it, then slowly, if the devotion, at least Tamo Guna Bhaktas means at least that devotion is there, then there will be right guidance from Ishvara himself saying that this is not good what you are doing, my dear son, this is not right, stop it. But it is up to the person, like up to an individual to say that, okay, Ishvara said like this is, I should stop but I won't stop. So it's up to a person to decide, but there will be guidance. So the second categorization is Arkadi Bhedam. So Arthadi Bhedam is based on the four types of Bhaktas that Krishna speaks about in Gita 7th chapter. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna artho jitnyasur arthati jnani cha bharatarshaba. O Arjuna, four types of Bhaktas worship me. Out of like, they all have done a lot of good deeds, good punya karmas. Therefore, they are able to remember me. They are able to worship me. So artha, first is artha, so we have to ignore Krishna's order there. So jnani bhakta tesha jnani nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishyate priyo hi jnanino atyartam aham sacha mama priyaha. So udara sarvaye vete jnani tu atmaiva me matam. So jnani is me alone. So that means jnani bhakta is a para bhakta, is one with Ishvara. So that is why here Narada says it is only three. So the first is artha. Artha means like a person who wants to get rid of dukkham, worldly sorrows. So something is going wrong, like my I don't have, like I have physical problems. Oh Ishvara, get rid of this problem. At least such a person is great, because unlike a person who doesn't even remember Ishvara, this person is remembering Ishvara. Slowly he will be, like maybe it may take two or three births or many births. After many births, he will progress. So Artha, first is a person who wants to remove sorrow and suffering. And the second is Arthaarthi, a person who seeks objects. So he doesn't have sorrow, but he feels that he lacks something, therefore he wants objects. So these are people like who go to Ishvara. Some people go to Ishvara and say, oh Ishvara, I have this problem, get rid of it. Others say, oh Ishvara, I want promotion. So wanting something, I want money. So these are Arthaarthi. And the third type of Bhaktas are Jitnyasus, people who seek Jnanam from Ishvara, people who want to become para bhaktas. So Narada says that of all these bhaktas or these type of bhaktis, uttarasmad purva purva shreyaya bhavati. So whatever comes first, so or the former, the latter is better than the former, and that continues. That means there is a gradation. It is a so there is a tamoguna bhakta, rajoguna bhakta, and sattvaguna bhakta. Rajoguna bhakta is better than tamoguna bhakta, sattvaguna bhakta is better than rajoguna bhakta. Similarly, and arthaarthi is better than artha. So arthaarthi wants something in the world, so he doesn't feel like he doesn't want to fix them. So artha bhakta, he has a body, but he suffers because of the body, therefore he wants to get rid of it. That means he is not like, he has problems with whatever he already has. Arthaarthi is a person who doesn't have problem with whatever he has, but he wants more. And then Jijnyasu is a person who wants only moksha jnanam. So that is a gradation. Arthaarthi bhakta is better than artha bhakta, and better than that is a jijnyasu. So ultimately we have to strive to be either a sattva guna pradhana bhakta or jijnyasu bhakta, in order to ensure that at the end of this life we become para bhaktas. there is no difference between Sattvaguna Pradhana Bhakta and Jijnyasu. Sattvaguna Pradhana Bhakta will speak about Ishvara. It is all more to do with Jnanam. So even listening to the glory, the real glory of Ishvara is also Sattvaguna Pradhana Bhakti. But we have to remember here that what is Jnanam? So what is Jnanam is also very important. Many people think that Jnanam is when just learning few stories of Bhagavatam, going to Bhagavata Saptaham and then learning about Ishvara did this, Ishvara did that, Dashavatara, each and every aspect of Dashavatara, Krishna did this, Krishna did that. So that is not Jnanam. So Mahatmyam or greatness or the glory, knowledge means glory of such an Ishvara. So what is the glory of Ishvara? The glory of Ishvara is that Ishvara is all pervasive. Ishvara alone exists. Matta paradaram nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya. O Arjuna, there is nothing different from me here. So that is the glory of such a bhakta. So Krishna enumerates that glory in many places. So in the same 7th chapter, he speaks about a lot of rasoham apsukaunteya prabhasmi shashi surya yoho. So similarly, he also spends an entire chapter of Vibhuti Yogam and Vishwarupa Darshanam, where his glory has been explained. What is the glory? The glory is that everything is me. Whatever is being seen is me only. Even as like a person, a dreamer, a person who is in the dream world, the entire dream world is him alone. Similarly, this entire world is Ishvara because it has come from Ishvara, it resides in Ishvara, merges onto Ishvara. Eto va imani bhutani jayante yena jadani jivanti yat prayanti abhisam vishanti tad vijijnyasasva tad brahmeti. So from whom this world has come, in whom the world resides, onto whom the world will merge at the time of destruction, that is Ishvara. Know that to be Brahman. That is the glory of Ishvara. Glory of Ishvara is that whatever is there, that is such an Ishvara. Om iti etadaksharam idam sarvam yad bhutam echa bhavyam sanatanam. So whatever echasya trikala atitam tadapi omkareyeva. I think I may be wrong in few words there. So whatever is there, bhutam bhavat bhavishyati iti sarvam omkareyeva. Bhutam, whatever is past, present, future, all those are omkaram, all those are brahman. And if there is something beyond the three times, that is also brahman, that is also Ishvara. So the glory of Ishvara is that whatever is there is Ishvara alone. So like, I'm already a Jijnyasu now, I already know about Ishvara. So knowledge has two aspects to it. So one is theory or theoretical aspect, second is practical. So whatever we have discussed till now is only theoretical. Theory that everything is Ishvara. So many people like Kamal Hassan and others also know that everything is Ishvara. But it's not just, that is just theory. So it's something which is theoretical. Oh, theoretically I know how to drive a car. But practice, I don't have any practice. I know how to drive a car, but I haven't driven a car. So there's no practical. So practical, in this case, practical is not tough like other cases. So I know driving theoretically, but I haven't driven. Of course, driving takes a lot of time. But this, in order to implement this, or implement with respect to Mahatmya Jnanam, is not at all tough. It's as simple as remembering, merely remembering that everything is Ishvara. And if possible, trying to offer all actions to Ishvara. If we cannot offer actions to Ishvara, at least trying to remember that everything is Ishvara. So when we are eating, the food I am eating is Ishvara. The plate is Ishvara. Hand is Ishvara. So when we are walking, the shoe is Ishvara. Earth is Ishvara. When we are cooking, the food is Ishvara. Whatever is being cooked is Ishvara. When we are in a meeting, the table that is there, the chair, people speaking, everything is Ishvara. The blackboard or the whiteboard or the projection screen, all those are Ishvara. It's very simple. It's very simple because there is nothing. Nothing needs to be changed externally. This is all in the mind. It's a mental approach with a mental aspect. Just remembering in the mind that everything is Ishvara is very simple. And the added advantage is that not only that it is simple, that will make us a Parabhakta. When we are Parabhaktas, when or if we are Parabhaktas, then Amrita Swarupa Cha, that will give us eternal bliss. Immortality means eternal bliss in this case. Yat prapya na kinchit vanchati, na dveshti, na shochati, na ramate, na utsahi bhavati. Yallabdhva puman siddho bhavati, amrito bhavati, tripto bhavati. That after attaining which we will not seek anything at all. We will always be peaceful, calm and blissful and content. So contentment is something which is very tough to get in life. So Obama is trying his level best to be content by getting the stimulus or bailout, whatever he has, or the budget that he has given for the next few years, trying to get it passed by Congress. So he is trying his best. He is trying a lot to do that. But even after doing that, will there be contentment? Definitely he thinks it there will be, but there will not be. There have been many people who have tried and done the same thing. Are they content? So when Bush went out on the inauguration day, but Bush was led to his chopper to go back to Texas, a person could see tears, almost tears coming from Bush's eyes. So after 8 years in office, is he content? Definitely no. Will Obama be content after 8 years in office? Definitely no. Unless this is being implemented. Unless a person implements this, there will not be any contentment in life. And it is contentment that we seek in world. So when we go to bed, we want to sleep peacefully, very happily. That is what we need. But that is possible only through this, whatever we call here, we can call this as either jnanam or bhakti. It doesn't matter, only terms. Krishna calls a jnani as a true bhakta, one with Ishvara. And Narada says that tatrapi na mahatmya jnana vismriti apavadaha. A bhakta never forgets mahatmya jnanam. Bhakta has jnanam about Ishvara, glory of Ishvara, true nature of Ishvara as advitiya satyam. So both are one and the same. There is no difference at all. Only ignorant people will fight over it. So whether we call it bhakti or jnanam, without this a person cannot get contentment, person cannot get bliss in life. And this is very simple to implement, as simple as just remembering always, whenever we are doing any worldly activity, just remembering that everything is Ishvara. So tasmad asaktas tatatam karyam karma samachara, asakto hi acharan karma paramapnoti purishah. Being detached while doing actions. So that detachment is possible if we remember that everything is Ishvara. Then what about duality? What about action? It is just an actor portraying a role in a drama, in a movie. So it's like that. So it is just a role that we are playing. So if we remember that everything is Ishvara, automatically this attitude will come, and that will make the action more blissful. So try preparing food by saying, the dal is Ishvara, The masala is Ishvara, water is Ishvara, fire is Ishvara, the vessel is Ishvara. And like after, believe it or not, like once we prepare such a food, we prepare food with such an attitude, when we are partaking that food, we'll find that the food is very tasty. Such food, like where or any action where we include Ishvara, Ishvara's very nature is bliss. So if Ishvara is included in the action, then the action will lead us to immense bliss, will lead us to like give us immense bliss, which cannot really be expressed through words, but which will give us immense bliss. And there's no way to express it, as Narada says, anirvachaniyam prema swarupam. But if we experience it, we will find that that is what is the goal of life. So the goal of life is to include Ishvara, become a parabhakta by remembering Ishvara while doing all actions, so that we will rejoice in bliss always. So may Amma bless us so that in this very birth we will be able to achieve the same. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.